The first water communion was held in 1980 at the Unitarian Universalist Continental Feminist Theology Convocation. Kind of a complicated name, but a very simple ritual of gathering water. And since then, hundreds of UU congregations have celebrated water communion to mark the end of summer and the beginning of a new church year. Now, sometimes it does become more of a travel log of summer travels than a sacred practice of returning to community or communion. As the rhythms of our lives change, the boundaries between summertime and the so-called regular church year becomes less distinct, and yet there is still a sense of something ending and something beginning, especially this year when we all begin again as a whole community. A little later in the service, you will be invited to pour your water into one bowl. The merging of our separate waters creates one body of water. Your water will be indistinguishable from your water. Yet, each molecule of water has its own integrity. Such is the gathering of souls here in this community. Your personal odyssey, represented by the water you brought with you today, keeps its own integrity. Even as we affirm the uniqueness of each individual, even as we extol the independent self, the practice of merging our waters reminds us that the individual is not diminished or diluted when he enters the community. Rather, she is enlarged, nourished, and begins to take part in a more abundant, fuller life. As we add to the bowl, contributing our separate journeys, our unique stories of grief and struggle, disappointment and emptiness, the spiritual community then becomes a deep and abiding well. And the water in the well becomes a source of refreshment for the soul. Here in this body are people engaged in a sincere spiritual journey. And when people gather with the intention of seeking a greater truth, we find ourselves in a sacred community. We find ourselves in communion with what Emerson called the soul of the whole. Some would call it spirit of life. Some would call it Buddha nature. Some would call it God. For Emerson, the soul of the whole is what he called the wise silence, the universal beauty to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one. When it breaks through our intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through our will, it is virtue. And when it flows through our affections, it is love. Among us, there is a longing for a deeper spiritual experience. We want to be saved from a life without meaning. And so we wander from place to place, seeking relief for our thirst. O come, you longing, thirsty souls, sings the prophet Isaiah. Everyone who thirsts for life, for abundant life, come to the waters and drink. Those waters are right here. And it is the stream of your separate experiences that feeds this well It is the stream of stories from the raw edges of your life that feeds this well. The more you are willing to step up and speak your truth, the more water will be added to this well. Thursday night, this past Thursday night, three musicians playing a benefit concert for the Commonwealth Coalition added to this well. These musicians did so much more than sing beautifully. They opened up their lives to us. They showed us their love and their longing, their anger and their despair. And we, the audience, did more than just listen. We drank from that well, and our spirits were fed. And yet, we are imperfect in tending to this well. At times, the well has been nearly dry because of our unwillingness or our inability to reveal our deepest longings and our anguish to each other. Among us and among our neighbors, there is a profound spiritual longing. This community can be a source of sustenance for all souls. This well can be such an abundant source that it overflows into the larger community. Again, Emerson. If the sacred community is quick and strong, it bursts over that boundary on all sides. The heart refuses to be imprisoned. In its first and narrowest pulses, it already tends outward with a vast force to immense and innumerable expansions. Over the past few months, we have struggled with how we should respond to an urgent issue in our community. Members of our congregation stepped up and spoke the truth of their lives. Others listened with love. The well was overflowing. The heart of this congregation cannot be imprisoned. And the result is our public declaration to our neighbors today that we stand for marriage equality. Let justice roll down like waters. Amen.